That's kind of curious, because for you, it was not... You were not surprised to apply for that job from them, but yet they were. Was that, you think, from your work experience as a young girl?
I think so.
Girl?
I think that it was because of my... my work ethic. Genes.
Which was given to you by your parents?
Yes, indeed.
Did all your sisters work as well?
Yes. Everybody worked. And everyone that I knew, their families, they all worked too. You know, boys would have paper routes, and work was important. This will really surprise you, perhaps, but I happen to be a person that thinks that we did a great injustice to our society when we made such rigid laws about the employment of children. My theory on this has been that, you know, for a long time, a child couldn't work unless they were 16 or something like that. Yet, they would... a babysitter could go and take care of a whole household with a bunch of kids, totally unsupervised, at any wage that she could get for doing that, and no restrictions. Whereas I worked at 13 in a highly supervised position in a soda fountain, dipping ice cream, and the law came and said, you can't employ anyone until they're 16 in a job like that. That doesn't seem... it's not really common sense, you know that?
Yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Really. Can't you imagine that my parents, when I was a young teenager, were much more comfortable having me put in long hours at a well-supervised restaurant than being out on the street someplace or in a home taking care of kids where they wouldn't know what I was doing. And, you know, I just find that very interesting that because I believe that a 13-year-old child can be responsible under certain guidelines and everything. And I think that produces a bunch of lazy kids, you know? I really do.
Was that that work ethic, was that pretty much in your whole community as well?
Oh, I think so. Because a farming community, people work. You know, a farm family, everyone works. And so in town where we lived, that's the way it would have been too. People would have, yes. People were proud to work, you know.
So it's primarily your work ethic that you learned from both your family and the community as well that drove you to get jobs, whereas most women might not even cross their minds.
I think that's true. I think that's true. Now, I don't know where these women came from that ended up being friends of mine that did not have that work, that responsibility. I don't know where that... that's peculiar to me, that as I... as I moved and grew up and everything. I imagine that what happened was I started being, quote, sounds terrible, but sort of in a different class. You know, because of my husband, and he had a pretty good job, we probably were associating with more professional people, and they're, you know, and perhaps they had come from a little bit higher class background than I had. It's the only thing that I can think of.
From what you said, you really didn't seem to have too much opposition, though, even when you tried to, even when you applied for jobs.
Oh, there never was any opposition, no. And that's because of the time. Now, you see, if I would have went into the workforce, say, in the beginning of the 80s, by the 80s, I had climbed the ladder from inside the corporation so that I had a good job. But if I had went there in the 80s to apply for that job, I wouldn't have had the qualifications, because you would have, by then, personnel directors just automatically looked for your college degree.
Yeah.
And now, I do have to say that in the last few years that I worked, in order to have those promotions, I was enrolled in continuing education. I had to take, I've taken lots of courses in management and public relations. Took a course at Northwestern and Illinois. And that was required by the hospital and paid for by the hospital. So education was becoming very, very important. But it just simply, when I first started working, it just simply wasn't that important.
Yeah.
It was just, can you do the job? That was it's strange that, you know, the very idea that they would have called me an occupational therapist with a high school education. When an occupational therapist, I think, has to have about 9 years of education. So that's, you know, that's of higher education.
So even though you were going into sometimes a man's domain as far as work is concerned, you really didn't face that much opposition because of what you accomplished earlier.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But I will tell you that I could have faced a lot of opposition from the men that I worked with. Mm. On the newspaper, see, I was in a department with all men. And it was only my charm. No, but they did not, they were not appreciative of it. No. I know that they weren't. They were kind to me. But I'm sure that the next one or two women that would have been placed in those departments would have had a tough time. See, it was a novel idea when I did it. But by the time the second or third woman would be hired into a department, mm-hmm. that the novelty would have worn off and they would not have found that very... No, men did not understand women wanting to be in their jobs. At the furniture store, I made it clear to them right away that I recognized that there wasn't anything that that I didn't feel that I could do anything that they did. I'm sure it's the same thing today, but in the furniture store, a man that sells a chair generally helps the warehouse people that are going to deliver it. They help them lift that chair onto the truck, you know. And, of course, I did work on the floor occasionally, you know, when the store would be busy. And I knew that I could not do everything that those men did. So I always stepped back and bowed to them. I was smart enough to do that. A woman simply cannot do everything that a man can do. I don't care what they... I think there's a distinct difference, and I think it's a wise woman that recognizes it. And,
so although you weren't really treated bad, you think some of that might have been just...
I think they probably felt like this wasn't a wise choice. I don't understand why they'd be putting a woman here. But because I think that I was able to have empathy for them and recognize that they might start feeling a little bit in jeopardy. That I definitely did not try to, you know, to run over them in any way at all, you know. And never. I was really, really smart about that. And of course, when my first experience is in the boardroom, I really was like the only woman, and that was awesome in a way, and you know, I was really the token woman in the primary jobs that I had, the token woman. They were, gosh, I don't know who really started opening the door for women, but I know I was one of the first people in the jobs I was in, and I don't know if it was a wise thing to do at all. I really don't. I watch the military now, and I think, gee, you know, I just don't think it's wise that women are in a lot of the jobs that they're in. I really don't. It just doesn't seem right somehow.
Well, you certainly had an interesting life.
Haven't I, though? When what's to come?
Yeah.
You know, I wrote an article when I first quit working. What's a Woman to Do was entitled, and I just told it basically the same things that I've told you. And at the end, I ended it by saying that here I'd gone through all those steps. You know, I'd just been the complete, just ran the gamut clear around. And at the end, I said, and now I sat here with the want ads, wondering, what's a woman to do? Like I was going to start all over again.
Hard to just quit working after you've done it for so long.
It was. But I sure have enjoyed retirement. I'm absolutely, totally comfortable with retirement now. And I wasn't at first. It was almost like a guilt feeling, like you had to be producing, you know.
Yeah.
You had to be producing.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. You felt more guilty about retiring.
Yeah, you did. I did. Like you. I suppose it's the same thing as like a farmer or somebody that's been in manual labor all their life, and they think, gee, you know, I'm too well to be sitting here. I need to be out there cutting down that tree or doing whatever they're... Don't you imagine that it's something like that?
End of interview.
Oh.